Kerngespräch, der Podcast des International House der TU Braunschweig.
Herzlich willkommen zur zweiten Folge unseres Podcasts Ferngespräch aus der Reihe International Students at TU Braunschweig. Und ich freue mich gleich auf das Gespräch mit Justine, die heute bei mir zu Gast ist. Und ich würde gerne einmal vorweg ankündigen, dass unser Gespräch heute auf Englisch stattfindet, denn Justine ist als Austauschstudentin hier in Braunschweig. Und die Idee dahinter ist, dass wir natürlich auch internationalen Studierenden und internationalen Studieninteressierten, die vielleicht mit ihrem Deutschlernen noch nicht so weit sind, dass wir denen natürlich auch gerne einen Eindruck darüber geben möchten, wie es hier ist, in Braunschweig zu studieren. Weder Justine noch ich, wir sind keine Muttersprachler auf Englisch. Das heißt, es kann passieren, dass uns das ein oder andere Wort fehlt oder dass wir ein bisschen drumherum reden. Also habt ein bisschen Nachsicht mit uns und jetzt freuen wir uns auf das Gespräch. Justine, it's great to have you here in our podcast today. Welcome. And would you maybe start and like introduce yourself a bit?
Yeah, I, Henrique, I'm happy to be here. I'm Justine, so I'm from France and I study in UTC. It's in Compiègne. It's a University of Technology of Compiègne. But I also live a bit closer to Paris in Fontainebleau, which is really known for outdoor bouldering. It's the world's most famous place of outdoor bouldering. Even people say that it's where climbing was invented.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
And do you do it for yourself? Have you tried that?
I don't do a lot of bouldering because I'm quite scared of bouldering because there's no like safety gears. But I do a lot of climbing and I'm quite passionate about climbing, even though I'm not that good.
That's like a really good tip if anyone wants to do bouldering to go to your city. Cool. Yeah, Justine, maybe can you tell us a bit, how did you find out about TU Braunschweig and why did you decide to come here?
So I found out about the TU Braunschweig with a partnership that my school has with the TU. And I wanted to go to the TU, so first to Germany, because I went 2 years ago visiting a friend that was studying in Münster. So it's in, I don't remember which region it is. And I really liked Germany, how everything was organized. I forgot to mention, but I study urbanism, so and mobility and transportation, and I really liked how everything was organized, the transport, the public transport, compared to France. It's really like exemplary, even though a lot of Germans say, oh, trains are always late. Don't worry, it's not as bad as it is.
Really?
In
because like that's actually, it is a big problem because It, from my perspective, and many, many German people would agree, there's never a train on time and you never know if it's an hour late or if it's 10 minutes late, but it will be late. The chance is like maybe 80%, I would say.
For my really small experience, I really think it's not that bad.
Okay.
But I don't take the train every day.
You were studying urbanism and then you found out about a partnership program at TU Braunschweig. Yeah. So what's that about?
It's with the with the faculty like Drei, the third faculty, so with civil engineering. So it's a partnership with the civil engineering department, and it's just like how school like make it easier in between them to like send students from the school to study abroad. So yeah, that's how I found out about Braunschweig, the TU Braunschweig. There was also a partnership with the school in Dortmund, but I already went in Dortmund when I went visiting my friend because we had like one day to go visit, and I didn't really like the architecture. And as a urbanism, civil engineering student, I'd say it's quite something that matters for me. So when I saw like on Google and images about Braunschweig, I thought it was a really nice city to live in. So this is why I choose
Braunschweig. So you just put in Braunschweig in Google? and started?
Yeah, kind of. This is like, there was two partnership in Germany, and I really wanted to go in Germany. It was either Germany or an English speaking country. And when I found out I couldn't go in an English speaking country, because all the English speaking country that are partner with my university are like, you need to have a top GPA to go there. And as good as I can be as a student, I'm not like the top student. So Germany was my second choice, but first choice then when I thought about another country. And I think it's also quite a way to get out of my comfort zone, because all the other countries that were proposed, except for a Hispanic country, for the other country, all the courses were in English, and I'm way more used to speak English and hearing English. I'm way better in English than I am in German. So that was quite also a way to get out of my comfort zone.
Because you have to study mostly in German here, right?
Yes.
How many courses?
I actually have only one course in German. I have a total of five courses. Two are in English, one is an English class, and one is a class in German, and one is a German class.
So. Okay. And did you look that up before you decided to come to Theo Braunschweig? Did you maybe also go on the university's website or Instagram and look for some information?
Yeah. I looked on the website, not Instagram. I like referred mostly to the website to see what courses were proposed and what choice I had. So I thought there were mostly courses in German. So I was like, oh, let's make it some kind of a challenge.
Did you learn German beforehand?
Yes. So when I found out I really wanted to go in Germany to study, I started to book for German classes again, because it had been, I did German since middle school, mm-hmm. but I stopped for 2.5 years after my high school diploma. And when I entered my engineering school in France, I had one semester with only an English course, and then I could like choose another language or continuing English. And I was like, let's start German again. And on my high school diploma, I got like a B1 level, and I started back at like A1 to A2 level.
And it's hard, right, to learn German?
Yeah, it's quite hard, because even though French has quite complicated grammar, I think German is way harder in terms of grammar.
Yeah, what's the hardest part?
I think it's probably like the declination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's the declination. And also the vocabulary, because there's a lot of words that are like bound, like you can make a totally different word with like mixing different word, other word, and it's
yeah I cannot imagine learning German. That would be too difficult. I learned a bit of French, that was hard as well, but you never know which one to choose. So
and what's also complicated is the das is will not be the same in French. Like something that is masculine in French could be feminine or neutral. We don't have neutral in French, so that's also quite complicated.
Yeah, and what did you do before you came to Theo Braunschweig? Did you like do an intensive course or something to be prepared?
I went to the summer school. So before that, before coming to Braunschweig, I only had German classes in my university. I also tried like Duolingo, but I didn't. I wasn't really committed to it, so I couldn't say it's really useful, or I couldn't say if it works, because I wasn't committed to it. It was during my vacation, and I was more about like resting from my from my last semester. So yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about summer school? Because maybe not everyone knows that there's an option to do this summer school, and maybe a bit more about the special program here at TU Braunschweig that you did.
Yeah, summer school, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to learn German before starting classes. I think it's good to have like a tiny level of German before going to the summer school, because a lot of people started with no German experience. And in 1 month, even though it's intensive course, you have like all morning from 8:30 to 14:30, German course and German history class. So that's quite intensive. And you will learn a lot of vocabulary and learn a lot about Germany. So that's a really good opportunity to learn German. But I think to really improve, it's a bit, and for it to really be useful to have classes in German, it's good to have like a B1, A2 level.
So you can improve doing the course of summer school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it's offered from the International House here at TU Braunschweig, and there are two courses. One is in the summer and one is in September. So which one did you do?
The one in September, because my classes in France finish a bit later than in Germany. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong, because maybe it's finished later in Germany.
It's finished like in the mid of July, the summer term.
Break. It finished a bit earlier, but it was still too early for the first, like during summer in July, I think.
Yeah.
Was still a bit early for mm-hmm. me to book for this one. And I think it would have been too many times before the beginning of the semester for me to get used to for me to like spend alone in Germany. And I think it's good that I did it right before the beginning of the semester, so most of the people that participate in September also take part of the in the winter semester.
Yeah, that's I think what the idea is of the September course. It's directed to international students who are coming here for like an exchange semester or for one or two semesters, and I think the program also includes some preparation parts for your studies at TU Braunschweig. Can you tell us a bit about them?
There's the coordinator, Anne-Catherine, that is doing a few presentations. There's also a time slot reserved for the registration with the city,
mm-hmm.
Which is really cool, because I wouldn't have had any ID that I was supposed to do that if I didn't came to the summer school. So that was a great opportunity to get to know the mm-hmm. TU, get all the paperwork done, because there's so much in Germany. this was a great opportunity also for that, and also for visiting Germany, because in the weekend and also a bit during the week, there is visits and a guiding tour organized by the summer school. So we went to Bremen, Hanover, Berlin, Which city did we also
go maybe to? In
Goslar.
Yeah, Harzmarins is always like an interesting part. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really a great opportunity to discover Germany, because I don't think I will have so much time during the semester to travel myself everywhere. Because during the winter vacation, the Christmas vacation, I plan to go back in France to my family. So this is not a moment where I take the opportunity to visit Germany again. So that was a really, really cool opportunity to visit and have tour guides that I couldn't have paid myself if I was alone. And because there's this partnership with my university, there's also the price of the summer school was reduced for me. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's a bit what we heard from you. Summer school also means a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Like on the excursions, you're doing a group thing. And
yeah, there's a lot of free time activities. We went to the Oker to do pedal boat. We went bowling. We went to the mini golf. I think there was also a ESN party. Yeah.
Did you know anyone before summer school from the participants, or were you able to make new friends?
I made a lot of new friends, and also knew I knew one person, and there were a lot of friends from my university. But I tried to not go for the easy way and talk to them mostly. What was cool is there was a lot of Americans, so it was easy to communicate in English, and I also got along with other people, and this is a really good start to make friends. And you don't start the semester, the welcome week, with no friends, with no one you know. So that's a really good thing.
So I think that's a recommendation for summer school. Let's maybe talk a bit more in a few seconds, but before that, we'll try to play a short game. To get to know you a bit better. So I will give you like two options and you just decide what is the best for you, and we see a bit more how you study and what kind of a student you are. Okay, ready? Okay, do you prefer to study at home or in the university library?
In the university library, definitely, because for me, home is a place to rest and I always get distracted at home.
And for lunch, do you go into the canteen or cook for yourself?
I'm French, so I prefer to cook for myself. Cooking is a really important thing for me. I've been educated with like a thousand French cuisine. So,
do you prefer to give a presentation or to take an exam?
I prefer to give a presentation because I'm not one of the person that is stressed to do a presentation. And I think it's a bit more about creativity to do a presentation, and you have a lot more time to prepare than an exam. It's just like a test on a paper, and it's just all stress for me. It's like all your hours of studying is only on this paper, and I think it's way more stressful for me to do an exam than to do a presentation, because I like to be creative in my presentation, and I think it shows a lot more everything you did during the semester than just an exam.
And do you like to live in a shared flat or a student residence or your own apartment?
I live in a student residence, but in my own apartment. So I prefer that because I'm quite a neat freak. So I don't like to have to clean for other and get crazy if people don't clean.
And how did you manage to get into the student residence here at TU Braunschweig? Was it easy?
Not at all, not at all, because I heard there was a lot of struggle currently with all the student residents. So it was hard to even get an answer. So I sent like my a paper to say I wanted to
rent like an apartment
to yeah. rent an apartment in the student residency, and maybe 3 weeks before, even 2 weeks before I was supposed to go to Germany, I didn't know if I had any student residency to crash at. So I had to send a ton of emails, call people to say, I want somewhere to live. So that was, a really complicated thing to have somewhere to sleep and to live. And I even had to rent a hotel room for 2 days. But it's only because I came during Saturday and not during the week, so it okay. was more complicated to get my keys. But yes, that was
so complicated process. And maybe if you knew that you're going to Germany or Braunschweig, start as early as possible, right? To yeah. go look for something to live.
Yeah, I think I sent the paper to say I wanted to rent something like 2 months before.
Mm-hmm.
So having to, not knowing 2 weeks before coming can be really stressful yeah. to not know where you're going to stay.
Yeah, definitely. But then you made it to Braunschweig.
Yeah, I made it.
yeah. And then my next question is, how do you go around Braunschweig? Like, do you use a bike or do you use public transportation here in Braunschweig?
I use public transportation because I live quite in the center city, so it's pretty easy to go everywhere without a bike. So I usually walk to class, or if I have a class at the airport, I go by public transport. And because it's quite late in the afternoon, I prefer not to take a bike during the night.
And what do you prefer, like lectures early in the morning or in the afternoon?
Late in the afternoon. This is quite how my my student plan is right now. I didn't really choose for it to be like this, but I think it's quite cool to have like my time in the morning. I have a lot of time to prepare in the morning. I can go to the gym, I can go do some sport, go study, and I'm not really the kind to like sleep really late, but I like to have my morning for me.
And when it comes to free time in the afternoon, did you try out the nightlife of Braunschweig?
Yes, a lot. a lot. I have made quite some funny experience. Made friend with a bartender. I have a bottle of wine to give to a bartender.
Okay.
The first night I went to the club, I met a group of German going there, and since then we're friends, and we go to the club together, we go to party together.
Great.
So that's really funny how we met and how now we hang out with each other.
And do you think that like German people are open-minded? Is it easy to get in contact with German people here?
No.
Although you just maybe had like this experience?
Yeah, I had this experience. I think it's it's not a complete no. Like saying no is a bit too hard. It's just that in the street when you like see everyone I think in Germany seems kind of in their bubble. And hard to approach, but if you approach someone, they're actually really easy to talk to and not rude. They won't be rude if you talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So also mostly in bars, you can talk to someone if you go to like the counter. It's really easy to get in a conversation with someone somehow. And what's great also is that German are pretty good in English. Not the best of course, like every German that I say, every German are so good in English. They say, no, you never win in France.
Yeah, I was in Paris and it was really hard to get along with English, actually.
Yeah. French, in France, I think the language teaching is actually really, really bad. And unless you get interested in the language you learn at school, mostly in middle school and high school, because this is kind of where you are like forced to learn a language. So unless you get really interested, you won't really learn any English.
Yeah. So we're almost done with our little game. Last question. I'm not sure if you can answer it to like 100%, but you have, I think, been to both cities. So if you had to choose, is it Paris or Berlin?
I'd say Paris. Although I really liked Berlin, I went 2 days in Berlin, and it was a really fun experience. But I would say that I prefer Paris for the architecture, and the monuments. It's all, everything everywhere is just like so pretty. So there's obviously like places in Paris that are like not so good to
see. It's in every city, right?
But I think it's Paris is a way more impressive city than Berlin is, even though Berlin has a lot of thing to show.
Yeah, okay. So that was like interesting to get to know you a little bit better during our questions. So maybe let's now come back to your start after summer school, the start of the semester. How did it go? What did you do at the start of the semester?
So I participated to the Welcome Week, which was also a new great opportunity to get to know people. So I almost participated to all the events that I could. Some of the ESN events were booked so fast that I couldn't participate to them, but I think it's a really important thing to participate, so you won't be alone during the semester. And when you study abroad, I think socializing is really, really important.
So that you have like a good experience, because you can just go there and study, but of course you want to meet friends, want to see new things, and that's maybe what Welcome Week helps you to get a good start of, even if you haven't been here before for summer school. Welcome Week. What was like? Was there any favorite event of Welcome Week for you?
I really liked the welcome party. That was really fun. There was also this big welcoming event, but that was at the end of the Welcome Week, but for like all students. And it was at the Eintracht Stadion.
Yeah.
And it was really impressive how it was a bit American-like. And that was quite impressive. I really liked the fact that they did such a big event. There was also like a bowling event, a game event. But like the one I preferred the most was this welcome party. Yeah. And also, I'm thinking about this just right now. There was every day this every morning this little get to know each other at the International House with every student that could want to come, could meet, play little games, have a second breakfast. So
it was just like an open door, right?
You could come in and just talk to people, get to know new people. And that was a really cool thing. And it was worth making the placement like every day.
Yeah. Was there anything about Germany that surprised you?
So the architecture in so here Lower Saxony, I heard a lot of cities were bombed during the World War, sadly. And what surprised me is like a lot of buildings have been rebuilt the exact same as it was. Maybe not the very exact same, but the
right from the view from the outside, yeah. it looks or it should look the same. Yeah.
And they really made the effort to rebuild the thing like this, as in France, where some city were bombed during the World War. It's not as pretty as it was.
And if it comes to like university, did you see any or do you see any differences between TU Braunschweig and your home university?
Yeah, because there's a lot more people here.
In general or in the classes?
No, in general, in the classes, all the classes I have are much smaller than in my home university.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of more people, and I feel like the place of the international student is way better, way higher. Like we see a lot more international students. It's also maybe because there's more, but we see a lot more international students here than I see in my home university. And there's a lot more events for them. And also another difference is I think the professors and everyone that is working at the TU seems way more involved in the well-being of the students mm-hmm. than in France. I think a professor in my university in France count much more on the student to make this to make like the well-being of the student happen, and since COVID it's been really complicated because my home university is a really associative university, so there's a lot of association mm-hmm. for parties, for every other activity, for sports, for ecology, and at the university, the person that worked in the university are way less involved themselves. And I think it's a really good thing in the TU that everyone that is working at the TU is so involved in like getting to know the student, having them getting to know what the student think. And that's really, really cool.
I think that's like a big compliment for everyone working at TU Braunschweig and your faculty. So what that means that like we have more students here, but it seems a bit more personal for you, right?
Yeah, maybe. It's maybe also because I'm probably more involved or need more help from the university here. But I think I didn't feel like I had to like really search and like go to everyone I could to have help. Like as soon as I entered here, like there was given to help, like big events, and that's a really, really cool thing.
And on the other hand, do you also see or were there difficulties for you with your studies here or with your semester abroad in general, apart from the living situation at the beginning?
Not that much, except from, so I have only one class in German, and it's a bit complicated to have a student or someone to help. Though every time I send an email to the professor to ask about the class, they answer like so fast, and even when they don't answer this fast, they like excuse themselves a thousand times. I'm like, it's okay. I'm like used to send thousands of emails just for someone to answer me, so that's fine by me. I can wait. And there's also like a lot of events to help students. But yeah, for this class, I'm kind of struggling because there's very few people attending it, even though it's in a really big room. At first I was a bit shy to go to a student and say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm like really bad with my German is not so good. Could you help me maybe re-explain in English? So I did that once and I'm still a bit shy, but I think I'm getting more comfortable about asking people to help.
What would be interesting for maybe other international students or in people that are interested in studying here as well would be how do you finance your study, your semester abroad?
So since I began my studies, I financed them with a student loan, but also there's a lot of scholarships available, and I think it really worth the effort to participate to the scholarship, because you don't have to be completely broke to have even a tiny scholarship, and that's a really good plus to have some help with this scholarship. I thankfully don't have to work at the same time as I'm studying. And when I was in my own university, sometime I got too invested in associative things, and I tend to like think that I have like 36 hours in 24 hours. So I really tried this semester to not overwhelm myself with things to do. So that also like not having a student job is a thing. I prefer not having a student job to like really invest myself in my studies, and also like getting all the benefits of studying abroad and getting to know international people. So I have few scholarship, a student loan, and I have my parents that help me a bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I
like a mixture.
Yeah, I financed my study like that.
Yeah.
So,
okay, good tips. Definitely, your semester here is already almost a bit not really coming to an end, but it's getting closer in the direction of Christmas right now as we're talking. So, how long will you be in Germany?
This is the only semester I would do here. Though I would definitely recommend going because it's such a great experience to do going abroad, mostly when you're an engineer or when you're gonna work in different projects with a lot of people, and sometimes even with international people. I think it's really important to really get to know how other people work, and it's also kind of an humbling experiment to know that people can think differently, can have different way of reacting to what you say, and sometimes being really open-minded or be really direct as French can be. We can be really straightforward and really say what we think straight ahead. And sometimes people think, oh, that's mean, because they think that we can think worth behind, but we don't think worse. We just say everything we think, kind of.
Yeah, similar with Germans, I think. That's what we always get to hear, that we're too direct.
Yeah, and I think it's Mike. I think it's also the thing with French people. We can be really straightforward, and getting to know other country or other behavior, other culture. That was the word. So getting to know other cultures is really humbling. And can be really can be great benefit for the future.
Obviously, we hope that many international students will do what you did and do an exchange, a semester or a study abroad, and maybe come to TU Braunschweig. So like my final question would be, what is your tip for international students that come to TU Braunschweig?
A little funny tip is don't cross the red light in Germany when you're a pedestrian. Don't cross the red light. Everyone would look at you like you're crazy and a really bad person. Because in France we always cross the red light, even in Paris, and there's no like consequence if you cross the red light.
Yeah, there will be consequences here, bad looks, and maybe if the police sees you, that could be like a bit expensive.
but on a less funny note, don't be scared to talk to people, to be social, and to mingle with other cultures. I think it's really important when you... I think it's the whole point of going abroad. It's getting to know other cultures. In my university, we are... it's mandatory to do a semester abroad. But I have friends who went in Belgium. So when you're French and you go to Belgium, so French-speaking country, I think it doesn't count as studying abroad since it's so close to France. Even if Germany is close to France, it's still like a really different culture. And I didn't think that it would be such a different culture, even if it's so close to France. So yeah, socialize, don't be scared to talk to people, to ask for help, and really take part in every social event made for international student, made by the ESN, the International House. It's really a great opportunity to get to know people, socialize, and know new cultures.
Justine, it was really nice to meet you. Thank you so much for being part in our podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. It was really nice to participate.
Yeah, definitely. It was cool that you're here, and I hope that we will have like a good time here in Germany and hopefully spend a nice Christmas at home with your family and then come back for the finish of your semester abroad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Und auf Deutsch machen wir einmal kurz weiter. Das war die Folge mit Justine, die uns ganz, ganz viele spannende Sachen erzählt hat. Zum Beispiel über die Summer School und aber darüber auch, warum es so wichtig ist, ein Auslandssemester zu machen. Es wird weitergehen mit unserer Reihe. Wir werden weiter mit internationalen Studierenden der TU Braunschweig sprechen und wir hören uns deshalb schon bald wieder hier im Podcast Ferngespräch, das International House.
Das war Ferngespräch, der Podcast des International House der TU Braunschweig. Produziert vom International House. Moderation Henrike Heu. Infos rund um alle internationalen Themen der TU Braunschweig findet ihr auf www.tu-braunschweig.de/international.